right, everybody, Terrence Pop with another episode, pre-recorded.
Life's the lair!
You know, I was going through some news articles, and typically the fans, they send me links or ask me questions that direct me to certain areas. And I got some regulars who watch this channel, and many of them have watched it since the beginning. And have been tracking some very interesting facts out there. For instance, a few years back, I had one of the fans send me the statistic that 5.1 people out of 1,000 were getting married. I've had other fans send me articles about the collapse of the marriage industry and the sex shops are drying up, what have you. And then this next one, I think, is going to blow your goddamn mind. The U.S. fertility rate just hit a record low. Here is why that matters.
Some things in life just keep popping up, like Joe Biden's Peg D whenever he sniffs a child. But there's also Nelson Abbott. He's a talented writer and friend of the regiment who put his money where his mouth is to help us save lives and fight demonetization. So if you like kick-ass sci-fi, check out his Too Cool for Earth series on Kindle. Book one is only 99 cents, the other four are just $2 each. That's cheaper than AOC at the Glory Hole, and far less teeth. Book six is coming soon, just like your mom. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the links in the Meat Gazer box to get your read on. Because it's better to have your head in the clouds than to have your head up your ass.
Before I get into this article, I'm just going to share a few facts with you people, especially if you're new to this channel. And these are off the cuff, the top of my head. All right. In current year, 75% of men are arrested for domestic violence when they are called for said purposes. 50% of marriages will end in divorce within 7 years. 85% of the time, the woman will get custody no matter what. And it is my anecdotal evidence that from what I saw from witnessing divorce court proceedings for quite some time, that 7% of the time, the mother of the children just doesn't show up in court. So if you back that out, it's like, you know, a 95 or 94.6, 93.7. It's just overwhelming that the mother gets custody of the children.
I mean, it's like coming out of a brutal fight, being the winner, but achieving nothing for all your troubles, but some bloody bruises and broken bones. It's just not worth it.
At which point, more than likely, the father of said children will surrender 40% of his income for said child support, sometimes more depending upon the number of children, the state you're in, and if there's like medical needs. Now, that 40% is just child support. They can also tack on daycare and medical insurance on top of that. In fact, over the past 15 years, I've talked to, off the top of my head, about at least 30, 35 guys who are literally losing 65, 70% of their take-home pay.
That is some sadistic bullshit.
Most of them just quit their job and said, you know, I'm going to work under the table, and then I'm just going to wind up going in and out of jail. All right, now, that is horrific. There is no upside in current year for men to engage in relationships, getting married, having children anymore.
You have a match made in heaven. How could you go wrong?
Is that going to impact the civilization?
Hell yes, it will.
Once the population collapses, it usually results in chaos and bloodshed. Now add on top of that the fact that we're dealing with a horrific, corrupt government.
It brings my piss to a boil. What a piece of shit.
I can't think of any states that don't deal with major corruption issues, and it is rampant in the federal system. All right, so let's dig into this here, shall we? Now, this is from May 9th of 2024. So this is really new data. All right, so we're talking here. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports that 3.7 babies were born in 2023. 3.6 million babies born in 2023. Had to say it twice. That's about 54.4 live births for every 1,000 women. Now, I just want to know, how do you get the 0.4 in there?
Mark, do you want to see my new chainsaw and hockey mask?
Is one of these kids, like, I don't know, 60% zombie and 40% alive? Statistics and math is amazing, and you can literally use it to prove all kinds of points, especially when you decide to skew the numbers.
And you ain't black.
So this is between women between 15 and 44. Now, I know women who watch this show are going to flip out when I tell them that they're pretty much infertile by 37-ish. Yes, there's medically assisted pregnancies, but for the most part, you hit the wall at zero eggs per hour, cry me a river, build a bridge, and get the fuck over it, okay? Cause that's just the truth. Wham, wham. It's okay. Now, here we go. This is down 2% from 2022, the lowest it's been in over a century. All right, so they really started tracking this stuff right after the Civil War. So perhaps, you know, there was some time, you know, between the end of the Civil War and the beginning of the 20th century that, you know, it was low. Got it. I don't know why. I'm just talking about current year.
Useless scumlap and shitbag.
Okay, so the good thing here is the birth rates are at a record low, which is 13.6 births per 1,000 teens. And this is between 15 and 19 years of age. All right, now I'm glad that's happening because nothing good happens for a teen mother in current year other than possibly putting the child up for adoption or, you know, using the AAA insurance policy, which is abandonment, adoption, and abortion. Okay, they have the AAA insurance policy if they, you know, get pregnant doing the horizontal tango. You know what I'm talking about.
Glory holes, all right?
Okay, so the birth rates were highest amongst women 30 to 34. Now, ideally, you would like to see birth rates for women ages between, I would say, 22 and 32. That's when they're the healthiest, and they have the greatest chance of not having a child down with the syndrome. But I'm just an old dude talking mad trash on the internet, trying to keep you guys up to speed. Now, what this is telling me is this. The message is working. All right. Men are basically stopped dealing with single mothers.
Hey, come on, baby! Come on! Yes! Come on!
And I think the message is hitting home to the younger women out there who are like, well, if I have a kid when I'm a teenager, that's pretty much a wash for me for the rest of my days. Meaning, I'll never get married, probably won't have long-term relationships, at least ones that, you know, go the distance. Maybe 2, 3, 4 years here and there. But it is what it is. And I'm glad, you know, this is basically a universe correcting crazy lunacy that's been going on since, I would say, the end of Vietnam. Now, I'm 55. I know quite a few women around my age who are single and childless or were single mothers never to be married. In fact, I get quite a few slingbacks on Facebook every, you know, month or two from women I used to talk to back in the day who gave me the business, who are now shit out of luck.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
Alright, so this fertility has been trending down for years. Okay, there was a mini baby boom during the pandemic, so everyone's equipment is still working properly. So that's not the problem. It's motivation. Okay, with the marriages in the toilet, the message out there for these women, hey, if you have a kid out of wedlock, it's a very rough ride. It is what it is. All right, so they're going through a lot of the downsides. They're talking about, here we go. Postpone giving birth until things improve and feel more comfortable. For older women, the option of waiting is not viable. You have a lot of these women who basically tell you, I'm going to freeze my eggs. I got plenty of time. No, you don't. Yes, you can freeze your eggs when you're in your 20s, but trying to, get pregnant with a worn-out tobacco purse of a uterus when you're north of 35 years of age is very difficult, very expensive, and extremely heartbreaking for the percentage of miscarriages that take place or procedures that don't take root. I know probably half a dozen people who've suffered through this, and I think two of them successfully were able to get pregnant. The other four wound up getting a divorce after it became basically null and void. And some of these men who got divorced went and found younger women and had children the good old-fashioned way that doesn't cost $35,000 to run a big eyedropper turkey baster up their snot pocket to put one in the warehouse, if you know what I mean.
Just stay away. Don't even touch it.
Now, I know that I'm going to get some downvotes on this from the ladies. I don't care. I'm just telling you the truth. I have no tongue for lying. I'm not an actor. I'm not good at deception. It just is what it is. All right, another key indicator here is the cost of children looms large. Okay, I did a video on this a while ago. They were saying from the age of birth to 18 was 250 G's. When you look over here at the U.S. fertility, or the cost of raising a child, let me get rid of that there. They're saying it's $238,000. I would say with Bidenomics, we're probably somewhere in the 325 range. Okay, and then and they're saying, see, like in this article here, why some parents don't plan to have more kids. And here's some of the reasons. I already have my children as I want to have. The overall cost of raising another child is way too high. That's 22%. Hang on, I got this goddamn ad thing. Ah, I hate it when this happens. My partner and I aren't able to have more children. Basically, they ran the clock. Too bad. My partner doesn't want more children. This is very common for single mothers who do find a stand-in, stepfather. Why men do this is beyond me. I have individuals I know that married single mothers when they were on the young side, never had more children because she didn't want to, and basically keeps this dude around just to pay the bills and what have you. If you're going to get into a relationship with a woman, especially if you're going to marry them, the end goal, at least in my opinion, is for the dude to have, his two kids. If there's a woman out there that doesn't want to do that, dump her, get a new one. There's all kinds of women out there who will go along with the program. You just have to be careful that you don't get ran through the ringer. Because you find the wrong one, it's the equivalent of standing, walking on a landmine, which is very bad for the rest of your life.
I'd rather drink diarrhea vomited out of a buffalo's anus.
Okay, we have, can't take time off work, the cost of infertility treatments is way too high, it's crazy high. You need to be upper middle class or rich to afford that. And I believe there are medical insurance companies that still offer this. But I think it's going to be dropped off because it's very, very expensive.
Says who, flathead?
All right, so according to Forbes, in 2024, it cost 18,865 dead presidents for a child to drop out of the snot pocket the natural way. If you need a C-section, you're talking 30 to 40 grand, depending upon where you are and the extent of the procedure. All right. There, and this one here, they're saying that, you know, raise the child until 18 is $237,482 with an average salary of $59,384.
I think we're finished here, don't you, Detective Strebeck?
Now, if you're a dude and you're making $59,000, most women out there are going to call you Dusty. And they're not even going to give you the benefit of the doubt. It is what it is. I say good, let them run the clock, and then they can sing the blues when they reach 40 to 80, which is a long goddamn time in boxed wine and Catland. Okay, on top of that, we have the average student debt, which is $37,000. And two-thirds of said student debt is owed by women. So you have women waiting to get married, waiting to have children, forgetting about their primary and secondary fertility windows. They're heavily in debt, and on top of that, they're incredibly picky. What could go wrong? What we're seeing here is a self-correction. All right, they're talking about the shrinking workforce. Because right now, the average woman are having 1.6 kids instead of 2.1, which is the replacement for said population.
It sucking fucks, it fucking sucks, it fucking blows, it's a piece of shit, and I don't like it.
Okay, so we're having the aging population. I'm one of them. I'm really only planning to be here till 65. I'm on the 65 and out plan. Anything after that is, in my opinion, gravy. If I reach an age where I am no longer self-sufficient, then more than likely I will leave my keys at the desk and move along to my next assignment. All right, we're talking about caregivers. You know, listen, with the way the female population in current year has been brainwashed, it is actually exceptionally common for especially for female children to break ties with their family. It's starting to pick up for the boys as well. Now, historically, the oldest son is usually responsible for the parents. I fall into this category because I'm taking care of my elderly mother as well. I am not expecting this to happen for me, and neither should you. It just is what it is. Take care of yourself as long as you can, and then handle your business.
I'd rather eat out the rotten asshole of a road-killed skunk.
They're also projecting that Social Security is pretty much going to be bankrupt by 2040. I've heard some stats saying by 2030. Now, what if Social Security goes two tits to the sky? We need to put the blame where it so sorely belongs, which is the single mothers. Most of the people that are out there do not know about Title IV-D funding. And what that basically is money that's given to counties for collecting child support and distributing it to these single mothers. Now, Title IV-D comes out of the Social Security Fund. The liberals of the past thought that this was an endless pool of money that they could tap forever and ever and everything will be fine.
And you know what's worse? You know what's really worse?
Some of these counties are being reimbursed dollar for dollar. So if they collect $25 million a year in child support and distribute it to the single mothers, they're being compensated out of the Social Security Fund $25 million.
So avoid it at all costs, unless you are fucked up on drugs.
I made this video for the simple fact that the red pill mindset and the MGTOW philosophy is starting to gain traction, and we're seeing the impact in the real world in real time. And I don't have any mercy at all for the people who run the show. I myself served this country faithfully. I almost lost my life in two wars. And when it was my turn to go to divorce court, I was referred to as a murderer and an assassin in open court. I do not believe it made the transcripts. I would like to get a copy of that and actually do a show on that. I was looked down upon because a couple times I had to show up in uniform because I was working for the Army. And that's just the way it goes. All right, so current year. The numbers are against men. Marriage is a slave trap. It only benefits women. There's no upside for dudes other than the fact that you're going to maybe you can have a few kids out of the deal, but more than likely you will get divorced. They will take your children. You will watch them grow up and fast forward if you get to watch them grow up at all and pay for the roof over your ex-wife or baby mama's head as she installs the front and back revolving door for the mama line of cocks that are going to come through there and get to spend more time with your children than you do. All right, ladies, downvote this video. I don't care. I just told you the truth. And you guys take it easy, wrap your weasel, and play safe, because guess what? There is no fucking mercy for men, and no one is coming to bail you out except you.